How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Wins sports director Mark Ernay. This is another edition of On the Mark, shining a spotlight on the stories behind the stories in the world of sports. Today, we are talking American Premier League, which has, as a matter of fact, nothing at all to do with soccer. Instead, it's all about the sport of cricket, which admittedly I know nothing about beyond the fact that, much like baseball, it uses balls and bats. And many of us have probably heard the term wicked googly, but have no idea what it actually means. So I think we can all learn a little something today from my guest. His name is Jay Meir. He is the founder and CEO of the American Premier League. And Jay, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
I'm great. And good morning to all the listeners and yourself. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Now, first of all, if you wouldn't mind, please tell us about the American Premier League, how it got started, who's involved, and where the players are coming from to take part in this event that you have coming up in September, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Absolutely. So American Premier League is a cricket league. It's a cricket. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are not familiar with cricket in the United States. So cricket is the world's second most popular sport in the world after soccer. And United States, obviously, in the world. We're on the streets of cricket as religion, just like soccer would be in some South American countries or European countries. So cricket is very big in Pakistan, England, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand. These are all cricket-loving and cricket-crazies. Cricket obviously was invented by the British back in the 1800s. And believe it or not, the first international match actually played in the United States. So that's growing up cricket. I also had organized cricket tournaments in college days. And to the States, I have been an entrepreneur in life and always been looking at that next big business opportunity. And that's what really inspired me. It really hurt me to know that, you know, cricket is, as I said, the second most popular sport in the world, and it has absolutely no exposure in big sports market in the world. So a combination of my passion and my business mind, I guess, that's how American Premier League came into existence.
Now, my understanding is that a venture like this, or at least something similar, was supposed to have launched maybe 10 years ago, perhaps more, on Staten Island, from what I read, at the home of what was then the Yankees minor league affiliate, and is actually supposed to be getting a new baseball tenant any second now. Can we get into, Jay, what happened back then, if you don't mind, and how the landscape around here has changed to make it more viable?
Yes, absolutely. So we back then also we had gotten a lot of major endorsements from some of the biggest cricket stars in the world. But at that time, we had to work with the body of cricket, or it was called the Cricket Board in the United States, which had some issues internally. And I guess that ended up being the reason for us not to move forward. But the current U.S. Cricket Board is very, very professional, and it's a difference of day and light. And we are working very closely with them. So this time, it's definitely a go-ahead, and we're going to see a spectacular tournament this year.
And before we get into the specifics of the event coming up in September at Yogi Berra Stadium in Little Falls, I understand the New York State Senate had passed legislation a couple of months ago already to put cricket under the auspices of the New York State Athletic Commission. Do we have any idea what the status is on that bill? Has the governor signed it yet?
Yes, we are all very excited about that bill. As the last I heard, the bill has not been signed yet. It's still pending. So, but we're very hopeful that it should definitely go through this time.
And how will that change how cricket is received, especially here in the New York City area?
Well, believe it or not, cricket is currently being played not only in New York City, New York State, New Jersey, Connecticut, but all across the United States. There's hundreds and hundreds of leagues that are being played across the United States, but there has never been a league or a tournament which would commercialize cricket to the next level. And that's where we come in. This is what we are doing. We're giving the much needed exposure to cricket by bringing cricket stars from across the globe into United States, bringing some Bollywood stars for entertainment. So I think American Premier League will give the traction and the exposure that's desperately needing through our tournament this year.
Yeah, Jay, you mentioned New Jersey, and I know especially central New Jersey with the influx these last couple of decades of Indian and Pakistani immigrants has sort of become an incubator for the sport right here in America. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that I am among what I call the cricket clueless. Balls, bats, wicked googlies aside, what's your advice as a guy who grew up with the sport? What's the best way you can recommend for us who don't know much about it to learn about cricket and the rules?
Absolutely. Believe it or not, it is very much similar to baseball. So I think it will be very easy for people like yourself who are clueless about cricket to learn about cricket. The main goal in the whole game is to score higher than the other team and hit the ball out of the park as much as you can. Just like baseball, as many home runs as possible. In cricket, it's either a sixer or a four. So if you hit the ball hard enough and it goes directly outside the out of the field, the team scores six runs. And if the ball goes out of the field with at least one bounce, they score four. So the goal is the goal for the batting side is to score as many runs as possible. And the goal of the bowling side, I mean, in baseball, it's called pitching, but in cricket, it's called bowling. So the goal of the bowling side is to get as many batsmen out as possible and to give away as less runs as possible. So it's a very simple theme to it, but it's very, very exciting and fast paced and thrilling, I would say.
And the games are called tests, is that correct?
Well, the tests, there's a lot of different versions of the game. Tests have been the older versions where the match would last about 5 days, believe it or not. But now there's a shorter format, which is called a 2020, which lasts about that's the version is going to be.
Okay, so the 2020 version, I've noticed on the schedule that you've allotted about 5 hours in between the starts of each of these matches, which interestingly enough, as I mentioned before, is going to be held at Yogi Berra Stadium in Little Falls, New Jersey, coincidentally where I'm heading to see a game, a baseball game, as soon as we wrap this up. How does the cricket pitch, because it's a pitch and not a field, but how does the cricket pitch fit into the geography of a baseball field?
Well, it's believe it or not, it's very easy to convert a baseball field into a cricket field. In cricket, you have only two bases, which are facing opposite to each other with about a distance of about 2 yards. So it's basically a rough patch of grass in between the two bases. And the rest of the field is basically open. Players run on it all around. A batsman can hit an all 360-degree direction. That's really not that hard to convert a baseball field into a cricket field. It could be done.
So the, I'm sorry. So then they lay it out essentially from home plate toward the outfield and vice versa.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. As opposed to when football is played at a baseball stadium, oftentimes it goes from the left field fence to the right field fence. So the opening ceremonies for the Premier League, the American Premier League, will be held on September 13th at Yogi Berra Stadium, which I know is a Monday since the NFL's first Sunday of play is the 12th. Jay, what can you tell us about these opening ceremonies? And following that, then the tournament, which will be running from September 20th to 30th.
Absolutely. So what American Premier League is doing as far as cricket is concerned has never been done before in the United States. Our opening ceremony is going to be a spectacular exhibition of Bollywood performers, belly dance show, samba dance. It's going to be representing different dances, will be representing different cultures that reside within the United States. We also have a Junoon concert. Junoon is one of the top bands of Southeast Asia. And the lead, and the son of the lead guitarist in that band is performing Junoon songs, which is very well known within the Southeast Asian, that is the Indian Pakistani community. Also, we have a spectacular drone show. And then we also have a spectacular fireworks. So it's going to be an action-packed opening ceremony. We also are expecting dignitaries at the county government and city level that might be showing up. So it's going to be a cricket opening ceremony that has never been done before in the United States. And I think this is exactly what cricket is needed, a combination of entertainment and sports to raise the profile of the world's second most popular sport in the United States.
And the tournament, as we said, runs starting the week after that, from the 20th until the 30th. Seven teams are involved. How does the tournament work out?
Yes, absolutely. So this is what makes our league different than any other league around the United States. And this is one of the reasons our league has gotten the buzz across the globe, basically, is because we have named the teams based off of the cricket-loving communities that already reside in the United States. So we have an Indian team for the Indian community, a PAX team for the Pakistani community, Windies for the West Indian or the Caribbean community. We have an English team representing the British expats in the United States, Aussies for Australians. And then we also have an American team appeal the American crowd. The best part of our tournament are obviously the highlight of the tournament would be two matches. That is in the Indians versus PACs or the English versus Aussies. These are the biggest rivalries when it comes to cricket. An India-Pakistan match, whenever it has happened across the globe, over 2 billion with a B, people watch that match across the globe. And we're bringing that rivalry in the United States, which is going to be huge. Again, and India and England versus Australia. That's another very big rivalry. So we're recreating these rivalries here, right here in the United States, in American style. So I think it's going to be spectacular. We're also working with broadcasters who are going to live broadcast this tournament across the globe to millions and millions of viewers. So it's going to be a spectacular event.
Jay, I'm curious to know, I've seen some attendance figures of cricket matches around the globe over the years, and oftentimes they're, you know, well over 50,000, sometimes over 100,000. In a stadium that fits only 5,000 at Yogi Berra, how will you accommodate the interest in what should be an exciting event?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, our goal, this tournament is to bring cricket into the spotlight. That's our goal. So, I mean, even if he can fill up with 5,000 people, I think that would be a big win for what we're trying to achieve. And following tournaments in the next year, obviously, we will definitely work to get venues which can accommodate 20, 30 or 40,000 people. But I think if we have a house full in our inaugural tournament, that is a big statement.
Yeah, at a full ballpark, really for any event, when you look on TV, it always looks like there are more people than might actually be there. Jay, if you don't mind, can you give the listeners ticket information? How can they go about being in the building, so to speak, when the ceremonies and then the tournament do get underway?
Absolutely. So they can go on our website. It's www.AmericanPremierLeague.org. Or they can also call our office, which is in White Plains, New York. And the number is 914-340-1127. They can purchase tickets either way. Just, you know, a reminder, the tickets are selling very fast, as you know, in India, packs and matches are sold ahead of time. So I would recommend to buy the tickets as soon as possible. We have sponsorship slots available. If businesses are interested in sponsoring the event, they're most welcome to as well. So, yeah.
And in the 6 or 7 weeks before the opening ceremonies, I understand you've got a bunch of tryouts that are scheduled. So for those in our audience who actually play cricket and might be interested in trying to get involved, is there a way they can get to a tryout and be part of one of these seven teams?
Absolutely. So we launched our league in April, and within the very first 2 months, the interest was so high that we signed over 2,000 trial candidates, not only just in the United States, but also from Canada. There's a huge Southeast Asian expat population in Canada itself. So trials are open as of right now. If anybody is interested in giving out trials, they can go on the same website, www.AmericanPremierLeague.org, and there's an icon right on the top where they can sign up for trials. We've conducted over 7 successful trial sessions already. Majority of them were in New Jersey, which was covered by some major news outlets like Star Ledger, Times of India. We currently are on a nationwide tour for Talent Hunt. Our selectors were in California just this past weekend, Washington, D.C. This weekend, they're traveling to Texas and Florida. So we're doing a nationwide talent hunt. And yes, anybody who's interested to be part of this revolutionary cricket tournament, they are most welcome to sign up for trials and be part of it.
And Jay, you mentioned obviously you're trying to grow the game and the sport here in the States. I'm just curious to know, you know, when fans of the Yankees or the Mets think of superstars, you know, in the current climate, you know, they're thinking of Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole and Jacob deGrom and Pete Alonso and so many others. And obviously, you know, nationally, across Major League Baseball, there are faces of the game. Who are the superstars that our listeners might be able to catch in action, even if they're not at Yogi Berra Stadium when the tournament rolls around, but are watching this video stream? Who are the big names in the sport?
So the big names in the sport that we are getting for our tournament are superstar cricketers who have been household names in the past. Just to name a few, Shahid Afridi, Syed Ajmal, Tom Beaton from Australia, Imran Nazir, Imran Farhad, Zulkarnain Heather. I can go on with names and on with names. So people who are cricket savvy would know who I'm talking about. And these are pretty big names. They're going to be part of American Premier League. We've also signed one of the top singers whose band has topped the Bollywood charts for years and years consecutively. The name of the group is called Janoon, and the lead singer, Ali Azmat, we have signed a multi-year contract with him, who's going to be composing and directing and producing the anthem for American Premier League.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So as we speak, he's in the works. The anthem should be ready within the next 10 to 15 days.
Nice.
So that's going to be very big. And the theme of the anthem is going to be about unity, love and peace through cricket. Because we are representing, our teams representing seven different diverse communities across the United States. So our goal is to bring these communities together through sport. We're very excited, you know, to have such big names be part of this.
Jay, last couple of minutes as we wrap up, and I really do appreciate your time. Cricket's, as you said, the second most popular sport across the globe, right behind soccer. What are the chances we see cricket, because the Olympics are getting underway as we speak. What are the chances we ever see cricket in the Olympics?
The chances are very bright. As a matter of fact, the international governing body of cricket and the U.S. Cricket Board itself are working diligently to be part of the upcoming Olympics in the United States. And as I said, you know, cricket is being played all across the United States very visibly. You'll be driving down roads in Brooklyn and Queens and New Jersey, and you'll see people playing cricket left and right in all major parts. And it's the same story in Florida. It's the same story in California, or let's say in Michigan or Chicago. So there has just never been a company or a body or who has brought cricket together, or somebody who has commercialized cricket at the level that which we are doing. And I think after we're done with the American Premier League, you will see cricket emerging as one of the major sports in the United States.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm excited to learn about it and to watch, and hoping to be there at Yogi Berra Stadium in September when the tournament takes place. By the way, I want to save everybody the effort of sending me angry emails. Cricket was an Olympic sport, but it was only in 1900 at the second ever Summer Olympics when they were in Paris the first time. So I understand cricket has been an Olympic sport. I just want to, you know, we were talking about getting it into the mainstream and the 21st century. Jay, I really do appreciate the time. Good luck with the event, with the tournament, and with the American Premier League.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And looking forward to Yogi Berra Stadium hosting the opening ceremonies for the American Premier League on September 13th. And again, the seven-team tournament will run September 20th to the 30th. Oh, Jay, one last thing I forgot to ask. I heard a rumor the most valuable player of your tournament is going to walk away, or should I say ride away or drive away, in a pretty sweet ride. What's the deal there?
Yes. So once again, in our effort to promote cricket in the United States, we decided to give away a beautiful Corvette to the man of the tournament. In cricket, it's called the man of the tournament, but the American term obviously is the most valuable player. So the most valuable player would walk away, or as you said, ride away in a beautiful Corvette.
Nice. Corvette. Okay. Well, I don't think I can learn how to play well enough to be in the running, but I would take a Corvette if they offered it to me. So thank you so much, Jay. Really do appreciate the time. And again, good luck with the event when it comes to the area, Little Falls, New Jersey, Yogi Berra Stadium on September 13th. Thanks a million, Jay.
Thanks a lot. And I hope to see you all in the stands.
That is Jay Mir. He's the founder and CEO of the American Premier League. I'm Mark Renee, and you're On the Mark.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.